And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, whether it's coffee or alcohol, it seems that every new study that justifies our consumption of the things we love is welcomed with open arms. Although the newly released results of a major government study, in fact, the largest ever study of the relationship between coffee consumption and health, may give you yet another reason to keep your caffeine addiction going. Dr. Neil Friedman is the study's lead author and an investigator for the National Cancer Institute. Dr. Friedman, thank you very much for joining us here on 1320 WILS.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
Do you yourself drink coffee on a daily basis?
I do drink coffee, but I don't think that's important for the results of our study.
Well, certainly not, because this study was enormous. You examined over 400,000 men and women ages 50 to 71. So what did you find? Do regular coffee drinkers appear to enjoy better health than those that don't drink this stuff?
What we found is that over the course of follow-up, which was between 1995 to 2008, the people who were drinking coffee, they had a modestly lower risk of dying than the people who didn't drink coffee.
Now, if the reasons would be interesting. Is there any indication of what kind of diseases coffee may be buffering these users from?
Yes, and it's important to remember first, though, this is an observational study, so we can't say for certain it's actually the coffee drinking. It might be something that goes along with coffee drinking that's actually responsible for the effect. But in our study, we found an association between a number of different causes of death, including heart disease, stroke, diabetes, infectious disease, and respiratory disease.
Well, you say it could be a reason other than drinking coffee, although what's interesting is that your findings were that regular coffee drinkers are more likely to be smokers, they ate more red meat, fewer fruits and vegetables, exercised less, drank more alcohol. Does that somehow even further bolster the positive effects of coffee consumption?
Yeah, it might, but it also shows that coffee is associated with many different things, and so because it's an observational study, we can't say for certain that it's actually the effect of coffee. One thing we were concerned about is that because everybody in our study was between the ages of 50 to 70, that perhaps the people who were feeling sick or had some sort of a early type of disease, they might drink less coffee. And so we tried to address that as best that we could, but because it's an observational study, it may be that people had affected their consumption because of the disease, and that might have affected the results that we saw.
This certainly is not the first study that seems to show a benefit to drinking coffee. Can you give me an idea of how you go about coming to these conclusions, since, you know, they're basically interpreted by the public in a general way as meaning that coffee is good for you?
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to emphasize that we should interpret the results cautiously. So the way we do these studies is that, so in our case, we had, as you mentioned, a large number of people, 400,000, and then we assessed various different aspects of their diet, their behaviors, their activities, and then we followed them over time to see what would happen to them. And so the advantage of this type of study is that we're assessing their diet and their other activities before they get disease, before they die, or before they get disease. So in our case, if people reported that they had a previous cancer or heart disease or stroke, we excluded them from the study because of such this concern that being diagnosed with a disease or something like that might affect your coffee drinking. And then the other thing that's important to do is to try to develop mechanistic studies which would support these findings. And that's one of the areas that I think is important to do. We saw a similar association among people drinking predominantly caffeinated and decaffeinated coffee. So it seems like it's a component other than the caffeine that might be important. But there's many other compounds in coffee. It's estimated it may be 1,000. And each of these can have a complicated relationship with health. And so understanding these compounds and their relationships with health will help us interpret the results of the findings that we had.
I'm talking to Dr. Neil Friedman. He's the lead author of this new study, a massive study, over 400,000 people involved, of the relationship between coffee consumption and risk of disease. Now, Dr. Friedman, the final results, though, were they not that about 10%, there was a 10% lower risk for men and a 15% lower risk for women of dying, those who were drinking coffee every day?
Yeah, and so that's right. And the effect, there was a little bit stronger the more that people drank. And so so we saw that there was a smaller association with those drinking about a cup per day, and then a little bit stronger association among those drinking two or three, four or five, or six or more cups per day.
Six or more cups per day. How many people are drinking six or more cups per day?
Yeah, there wasn't that many in our study, and so that was one of the smallest categories.
Yet you're saying that those who drank more coffee, even six plus cups per day, the results were actually that they appear to be at lower risk for getting sick?
That's what we observed. And so the way we're interpreting these results is that there's been concern for a long time, first, that drinking coffee might be a risky behavior. It's not generally considered to be something that people do that's necessarily healthy. And so there's been concern that maybe drinking coffee might increase your risk of dying or get different diseases. And we think that our study provides reassurance that that may not be the case. I think that's our main interpretation. And whether the actual magnitude of the effect, the 10% reduction, 15% reduction, maybe that's pretty small. And so, we can provide some reassurance for people who like drinking coffee that it's probably not a risky thing to do. But whether it actually has a modest benefit, I think more research is needed, particularly to understand the different compounds in coffee and how they might affect health.
Mm. Are you concerned generally with a study like this that people do take this as confirmation that they should drink coffee and should feel comfortable drinking a lot of coffee every day? Or is that just how things work with this kind of medical research?
No, we're absolutely concerned about that. And so that's why we really try to be as cautious and as careful as we can, particularly about something with like coffee, which has so many different compounds and has been linked to so many different diseases, both positively and beneficially and negatively. And so that's one of the things that we would say is that if, say, someone doesn't drink coffee, but they might hear about these findings and they might wonder, well, okay, should I start drinking coffee? Would that be a good thing to do? And so we really would recommend that people talk to their healthcare providers. And that's because the effect of coffee may be different based on whether people have a pre-existing condition, whether, for example, they have heart disease or they've been diagnosed with a cancer before or something like mm-hmm. that. And so it's really important, I think, that they discuss these results with their healthcare provider so they can make a decision that might be right best for them.
Since you do work for the National Cancer Institute, what is the known effect of coffee consumption on many cancers?
That's a good question. So in our study, we found no association in women, but in men there was a slight increased risk for dying of cancer among the heavier coffee drinkers. And so we're not sure whether this is a chance finding, whether this is a true result, and it needs replication in other studies. One thing about cancer is that it's not one disease. There's many different types of cancer, and there's been numerous studies suggesting that coffee may be associated with some cancers but not others. And so that's one of the areas that we're following up, is to investigate the association of coffee with different types of cancer.
I see. So with cancer, it's less clear, but you're saying, is it heart disease then that's primarily that we appear to see a positive effect of coffee consumption?
Yeah, the associations we saw tended to be actually most of the outcomes other than cancer that we investigated, but were heart disease, stroke, respiratory disease, diabetes. That's where the associations where there appeared to be less risk.
Dr. Neil Friedman, he is the lead author of this new study on the relationship between drinking coffee on a daily basis and your health, and he's also an investigator for the National Cancer Institute. Dr. Friedman, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.